all your photo, video, and voiceover needs, check out the fine folks at Blueberry Productions. They will take good care of you. If you don't believe me, you can see for yourself. Check out their work at blueberryproductions.tv, the Facebook page, Blueberry Productions, also a Vimeo page, a YouTube page, and it's Blueberry, BLUBERRY, prod on Twitter. Check them out today. Blueberry Productions, great people, great work, great service.
Hey there, your yard took a real beating this summer. Luckily, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard has your back. Just feed your grass with Scott's again this fall when the air is cool and the soil is warm. It's the perfect time to give your lawn a boost. If you do, Winter Guard will give your yard the nourishment it needs to help weak, thin grass recover and support root growth, giving you a greener, more resilient lawn both now and next spring. Guaranteed. Grab a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard today. You'll be back to barbecuing in no time. This is a Scott's Yard.
Hey parents, we all try to be extra careful with our children in the car, but then we get an important call or text. Remember, our children are watching. Make every drive a good example. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
Hello, my name is Travis Williams, President and CEO of Academics and Athletic Consulting, focusing on educating and empowering tomorrow's collegiate athletic leaders. My passion is for the education and genuine concern and care for today's student athlete. It's the centerpiece of my life's work. A college education, both in and out of the classroom, is a truly rewarding benefit. For more information on AAC, you can go to www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Once again, www.academicsandathleticsconsulting.com. Or you can follow me on Facebook at Academics and Athletic Consulting, or Twitter at Coach TWill24, or Instagram Travis L. Williams 24. Or you can call me at 404-542-607. Once again, AAC is very proud to partner with J.R. McHenry of the Boss Man Radio Show, covering sports and entertainment across the country. Please tune in weekly for informative, entertaining, and expert analysis on today's sports and entertainment topics. Thank you.
Back in the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, UT Martin, Scott Hawks head coach Anthony Stewart with me out of OVC. Coach Stewart, good to see you, man. Good to talk to you.
Good to see you, man. Always, I look forward to talking to you every year. And, you know, it's good to be seen with everything going on. It's good to be seen.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, for you guys, man, I know you had the tournament the week before everything kind of shut down. I know it was my birthday, March 11th, where everything kind of went straight to you-know-what. You know, I'm at the Hawks game and get Texas and SEC season suspended. So, for your guys, probably on spring break. So, how was that first, that March 11th week and going from being on campus to being virtual? And how was that for you and your staff and your players, Coach?
It was different. It was really different. It was something that we've never, obviously, none of us have experienced before. So it was uncharted territory. You don't really know what to do. It's something, you know, doctors and scientists, you know, obviously haven't come up with a cure or an antidote. So, you know, it was scary in a sense, too, because you don't really know what you're dealing with.
Most definitely.
And so all you can do is just try to self-educate yourself and learn as much as you can about that virus. So you can do anything and everything that I could do, because here's the thing is that, you know, Boss Man, is that, you know, I have people's children under my care. And so, you know, when you have other people's children under your care and you have a epidemic going on, that's a serious thing. You know, you're dealing not only with your own players, their parents and loved ones. You don't really know what to tell them and just trying to gather as much information as you can. And also, you know, making sure they're good. Yes, you know, indeed. Their parents and loved ones are good where they are, because some of these kids don't have the resources or the know-how or the ways to take care of things like we do here. So it was about three or four fold with what was going on. So, but we've made it through it, and we're moving on.
Modell, and I know for you, having an academic advisor, your assistant coaches, kind of keeping the young men motivated in the classroom, because when they're at your home, your own devices, you might have missed class and you won't go get punished by running the laps for missing class when you're at home. So how is it kind of get your young men to go that learning on virtually and keeping their grades up? I know you can see via the Blackboard app what they're doing, but how is that for you and your staff and your assistants to get those young men through that semester?
You know, it was business as usual. One thing about, I don't play that. We don't play, you know, academic failure here. You know, we're on top of it. Nothing really changed except the vehicle by which we did work. We did obviously more virtual stuff, online things, but the checks and balances were there. We got in, you know, we touched base with them virtually multiple times a day. These are things we do whether or not there's an epidemic or not, because they are here. They're going to receive a degree, a meaningful degree, and they're here to learn. Okay. And so basketball is just something that they do. It's not who they are. And so that's important to me. And we've talked about this. So nothing changed as far as our approach to academics, but the vehicle by which we delivered the finished academic product, that's the only thing that changed.
Most definitely. I know young men, you know, having you as a coach, you hold them accountable on and off the court. So I knew they would be right in line with you, coach. I know you take care of that on every end. You treat them as what they are, student athletes, not just an athlete. So you really believe in that. I know that about you. So I know you young men will be okay in that regard for sure.
Yeah, no question. And like I tell my players, and it's real simple here. I don't have a whole lot of rules, but anything that you cannot do at a corporate job or in a corporate environment or in a corporate structure, you can't do here in my program. So you will be prepared to have a real job when you leave here.
Most definitely. And coach, strength conditioning wise, I know it was hard for them young men being back home. They couldn't work out or they couldn't go to gym. So how'd you all approach keeping the young men semi in shape, doing things on Zoom and group texts and sending them workouts? How was that for you guys over the spring and summer here?
The only thing I mostly tried to do was just stimulate their minds. A lot of times we're too worried about the physical aspect of this, you know, and sometimes they just needed, you know, hey, we just need to meet. Hey, how you guys doing? How's your day? How are your people? How are your friends? Okay. And so if they were following, which majority of our guys were, instructions and protocol, they needed to be in the house. They needed to quarantine. A lot of them had curfews. So a lot of these people's environment changed as to where they kind of got cabin fever. And so
most definitely.
They couldn't go here, they couldn't go there. So you had to make sure you stimulated their minds with some things. The physical going to be okay. We're going to get to that. They've been playing basketball their life. Make sure that they're mentally stable. They're doing well. The only basketball stuff we did or gave them was some defensive philosophies, watched a little film. And then, you know, I'll get with y'all when y'all get back. I just want you to be healthy. I want your family to be healthy. And I want everybody to be safe. That's it.
Most definitely. And speaking of mentally, you know, what's going on in our country, it's been happening over this pandemic with social injustices. How did you all approach that topic? I know a lot of coaches tell me about it. You use the Zooms to educate the young men about getting registered to vote, to teach them about the situation going on in the country. So how did you all use that platform as well to kind of get those young men involved in the civics and understanding what goes on between us, Blacks, Whites, and Latinos, and non-Blacks, Whites, and Latinos in this country here?
Well, you know, my players had a head start. And so, and I'm not knocking anybody's program, but we're registering to vote regardless if there's a presidential election. That's the first thing our guys do when they get here. You know, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon to vote for president. But in the meantime, there are senators and congressmen and people at the state level and the city level. They're the ones who make the laws.
Most definitely.
And so, like, don't get it twisted in that thinking you just need to get involved because you don't like something that's happening now with the president. You don't like something that's happening now with the government. This is a continual thing.
Yes, indeed.
And so, you know, like I said, my guys have a head start in the fact that, you know, they're not here playing for a black coach. They're playing for a black man. And
yes,
so
indeed.
There's an apparent difference between the two.
You got that right, Coach. And I feel like that's something we've been missing. You know, for me, you know, my parents were in civics. I was taught about voting at a young age, right? So I always known that state, local is what matters the most. Federal is important, but what affects you every day is what's happening locally in state. And, you know, just like here in Georgia, with the you probably heard about the mask mandate issue with our mayor and the governor of Georgia, right? That's, had somebody else won, that wouldn't be a problem. Because, you know, we're outnumbered, we're still here out of control in Atlanta. So, like you said, as an example, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, of how state and local matters more than that federal does, and how they affect your day-to-day life every day.
It really does. And, you know, when, you know, I've got a 12-year corporate career in that I used to chuckle in that when, you know, the big boss man or the owner of the company, the president or vice president come into town. Now everybody's straightening up their desk and they're changing their clothes and they're working harder. And they're like, well, hey, Anthony, why you ain't moving no fast? I do this regardless if it's the vice president or president.
Yes,
is
indeed. Yes, indeed.
You know, and this is just kind of now everybody want to vote and boom, boom, and register. We're doing this regardless. This is what we do.
Most definitely. And I think I'm glad that you did it for your young men because, you know, they understand it. A lot of young people, I'm 33 years old. A lot of people my age bracket and below are out of loop on civics. So I'm hoping this is a jump start with what you're doing for your young men and others will be involved going forward from, because we're the next generation of this country. It's my age and below, you know, so we have to be engaged and involved. And people like you and my parents who set me up for it are very key and crucial to our progress moving forward, for real, Coach.
And so, you know, the last thing I'll say on that is my challenge isn't, you know, necessarily for people I do believe we need to have as many people registered to vote as we can. But the real challenge for me is, will these same programs, these same coaches and these, you know, all around the country, will they be making the same push next fall when there's not a presidential election? Or is it not as important to vote then as it is now? It is. Let's just see if we got the same push.
And I'll challenge them on this show to do it, Coach. No, I'll challenge them on it because I will do that. Because, you know, I'll just tell you one more thing before we move to the next topic. But for me personally, since I've decided to use my show for more of a platform, I've lost 4 sponsors, Coach. You know? And I'm like, it's mighty interesting that I've decided to use my platform for a different reason. I lose sponsors, but it's all good because God's going to bless me no matter what. But it's awfully funny that, hey, 4 people drop because I decided to talk about other issues other than the Hawks or the Falcons, the Braves, college basketball, or whatever. It's quite interesting.
I get it. I know.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, Coach, for you, you're in year 5 at UT Martin, man. Has it flown by as the head man? Has it flown by for you, Coach? I know you was an assistant on the Heath Schroyer there, man. So how has it been, man? Has it flown by that you're going in year 5 as the head man at UT Martin?
It has. And I think, you know, time flies when you're enjoying what you do. And I enjoy working with young people. I enjoy representing this fine university. And it just seems like yesterday, like you just said, I was up here as an associate head coach with my best friend, Heath Schroyer. So there's something to be said about, there's some truth to it in that, you know, you find something you love to do, you don't work a day in your life. So I don't find this to be work. I find this to be fulfilling and gratifying to see young adults of all ethnicities and creeds and cultures reach their goals on and off the court. And that's why I do it in particular.
You have a unique, I'll say, and Martin is a unique town because it's the school's pretty much the town is the school. And so when you're at UT Martin, you got two focuses, academics and basketball, or if you play basketball. So your university, your young men have a great opportunity to focus on their games. We talked about it in the past and play for you, who demands you play hard, because I watch games on the digital network. Your team always plays hard. You might not win every night, but you play hard and you play committed to the scheme you're playing. And I love that when I watch your team, because I love how they timeouts, you have their attention. You have those young men really engaged. I want to commend you, Coach, on that and how the job you do with your young men, watching you from afar, of course.
I appreciate it. That's the goal, getting getting 100% or more than 100% buy-in from the mental and the physical, and just putting in a hard day's work. You know, like when they go to a job, they're going to ask for a fair day's pay for a fair day's work. And so that's what we do here in our program. We try to be representative of the culture here. And that's what the culture here is. You know, it's agriculture, it's farming, it's more blue collar than white collar here. And that's hard work, pride, work ethic, people that have been brought up in great work structures. And so we try to mimic and mirror the things and the people in the processes that were around. So I'm glad to hear that you see that in our play, and that's what it's about.
Yeah, Coach, you also had two promotions on your staff. You hired Coach Walker as a full-time assistant coach on your staff, and Montez Robinson, a former coach at Alcorn State. Talk about what those two will bring to your staff here going forward.
You know, they're workers. Montez, Coach Walker's been around me. He used to play for me, so there's a very good trust factor here. He knows what I expect. He knows how I work, what I want to get done, because he's lived it and been through it. He's a great young coach and a great young basketball mind. Montez is a former SWAC Coach of the Year, had a very successful program in Alcorn, and unfortunately, things didn't go his way in the administration. They parted ways, but he came off his last year. He had a winning record. And so, you know, he's really come in here, taking the bull by the horns, in particular on the defensive side of the ball, where I was not satisfied. We were poor last year. That's on me. And I've made a concerted effort to improve our defense and get it to where it needs to be so we can contend for a championship.
Yes, indeed, because as you know, Coach, the OVC is – there's no easy outs in OVC, no matter who you play.
No, sir.
No easy outs.
No, sir.
And I know from coaches I talk to in the league, they always tell me that you do a great job, and they hate to play you because of the defense you play, of course. They always say you do a good job, and his defense, he changes it up on you. It's rough to play Martin. So your peers definitely speak highly of you to come on the show, Coach, and I see it too. That your zones are great in how you mix them up and play them, and those guys off for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed. Now, Coach, talk to us about your key returners, to your team, and also your newcomers as well. So I listen here in Atlanta can know who to look for on your roster this year, Coach.
You know what I've done due to this epidemic and this environment? I've kind of changed my format of my roster. I'm carrying 20 guys this year. So I've got 13 scholarship players, and I've also got 7 out-of-state walk-ons, and my walk-ons had multiple Division I offers. They chose to come invest in themselves and pay their own way for this year, because you never know what's going to happen. Hopefully, knock on wood, the virus doesn't, get to us too bad or at all, I hope. And if you have some guys that need to quarantine, or, you know, you might have, and he's around another guy and he was around this guy in practice, now you got to get rid of 8 guys. Well, for me, I still have 12. And so I have to be able to, I don't want to forfeit any games, lose any games. So I kind of went to my background and playing some minor league baseball and made my own farm team. I got 20 guys that can all at any point in time go in and contribute. My returners, obviously, my son, he took his name out of the draft fairly late. He was getting garnering a lot of serious interest. He wanted to come back for one more year. I'll have him. He graduates next month with his MBA, but he still has 2 years to play. We have him coming back. He's the first team preseason all-league guy. Hannes Pola has really been in shape. My transfer that got here last year to play, got a waiver around Christmas time from Oklahoma. He's really been playing well in preseason here. Some of my newcomers, Cam Holden, he's a monster. Got him from Florida Gulf Coast Community College. He was a 20-10 guy. Got a kid out of College of Central Florida named Jerron Williams, big 6'6" wing, about 215, 220, really skilled. I've got a kid coming. He paid his own way. Was averaged 8-6 out in the Big West at Riverside. He paid his own way last year, invested in himself. I got so many guys, but just off the top of my head, those are Vinny Viana from Albany Tech. He's from Georgia. He was an All-American. Got a kid by the name of, Dante, losing my mind. Hold on one second. Let me get my board where I got everybody's name.
I'll take your time, Coach.
Here we go. Jonte Coleman, he led the country. He made 115 threes in junior college. Got a real special group of freshmen. Anthony Thomas from Baltimore. He's a 6'8 wing. He's special. Just to name a few. I'm really proud of my guys, man. Really, really proud of this group in that, you know, they're just down here. And think of it like this. You got everything going on. And so this is what really makes me feel good. And you take out, so I only have maybe 3 or 4 returners. So 16 guys committed to me, having never met me in my life, like face-to-face, man-to-man, broke bread with them, shake their hand. Like, do you know what it takes for a young man to do that? And these young kids to trust in a coach to do that, to come to Northwest Tennessee where they're not from. This is a special group, man. And I'm really excited, and we're working hard, and I'm pushing because I really want them to be successful, because I'm so thankful that they believed in me in this time during the epidemic.
And how was it recruiting via Zoom? I'll ask you about that. I know that's different from you. I know you guys wants to build bond with guys like you said. How was recruiting via Zoom, showing the guys to campus via Zoom? So how was that process going forward? That's something you'll use going forward here as well.
I think, you know, it was different, but I think the key element is these kids are coming to play for me and coming to play for my program, in word of mouth, belief system, trusting what other people think of my program. They had to do their own due diligence and talk to players. I challenge them. You can talk to players that are leaving my program who I'm not bringing back, or who are staying. Like there's no faking the funk. I'm not hiding anything. I'm an open book. You know, I'm forward with everything. I'm not, you know, there's no games and no tricking anybody. So the vehicle was different, but you're selling yourself. Mm-hmm. And I'm selling my assistance, and I'm selling the fact that, guys, like you said, this is a particular place where hard work and having a great work ethic is championed here in this community, at this university, and guys get better. And you have to be focused, because there's only two things you can really do here. There are no clubs. We don't have a pro team. You can go to school, get a fantastic degree, and you can play ball.
Yes, indeed. And you know what, Coach? I know young men in Atlanta would love to play for you, man, because I tell them about you. And I try to help out guys. I try to tell them, hey, check out Martin. I know it's a little skill part of Tennessee, but it's worth it. Give them a look. You know, I tell them all the time. Give you a look.
I got three new guys here from the Atlanta area.
So, yeah, I've told guys to check you out because, I mean, give him a chance. He'll have your back. He's going to coach you hard. He's going to ride you hard. He's going to be there for you when you need him. So, I've told guys that about you because, like I see, I've talked to you multiple times. I've seen you guys play. So, I believe in you and your program wholeheartedly. And I'll definitely sell it to anybody who asks me about you.
I appreciate that, man. I really do. That means a lot.
No doubt. And the last one I got for you, Coach, this. I know is we got players those guaranteed games and the non-conference games. So how is that going to go for you guys this year, starting 2 weeks later and trying to, you know, deal with quarantine in different states and different things like that? How is that going, trying to schedule these games before you get into overseas play here coming up here real soon?
Well, as of right now, I've been fortunate enough. I only have to go on the road and leave campus one time to go play a guaranteed game. That was a conscious effort that I made. I'm not getting on a plane. We're not going to get on a plane and be in hotels. And I'm trying to avoid staying overnight, just trying to be as safe as I can be, yet put together. I think I've put together a real, real good schedule that will prepare us for that OVC.
A good thing about your location in Martin, you can kind of go to Nashville, Cookeville, down to Jacksonville may be a little tricky, but most of the schools you play while within a good busing distance and getting back in one day and one night. Thank God for that.
Yeah, this is a good bus league, especially when it comes to conference. So you don't have to get on a plane and, thank goodness, you know, that we only have, as of right now, things could change. Out of conference, we only have one bus trip that we got to go down to Ole Miss and play.
More definitely, Kermit Davis, my guy, Kermit Davis. So, yeah, that'll be a good matchup for sure. That'll be a good matchup for you and him. I know he got some zones as well, so I know that'll be a good battle for sure.
Well, no doubt.
Coach Stewart, man, good to always catch up with you, Coach. It's always good to talk to you during this time of year, man. I'll be watching you guys closely as always, cheering for you and hoping you guys do well with you and your roster and your staff, man. Tell Montez I said what's up. I'm glad he's landed with you.
Okay. I appreciate it, man. And you do an unbelievable job. It's a pleasure to be on your show and, talk with you. And thanks for all you doing the good word you're putting in for my program. I appreciate that.
Anytime, Coach. You be safe, man. Hope to talk to you down the road, buddy.
Okay. You too. Take care.
All right. It's Anthony Stewart on the Boss Man Show.
Hip hop fans, I got a great album for you. The debut album from Family Grind ENT, True Speech and 313 Fresh. We're going to give you 2 discs, 33 songs of pure, genuine hip hop. Albums available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, illstreetrex.com, and streaming live right now on Rhapsody, Beats Music, Spotify, Xbox Music, Slacker Radio, and SoundCloud. Check them out today. True Speech and 313 Fresh, Family Grind ENT. Believe in it. Get it.
A gorgeous tan from Suntan City gives you an inner glow that relights the fire when you run into your first crush.
Vicky, who is that?
An old boyfriend.
Lucky you just tanned at Suntan City.
Lucky he's single. We're doing lunch tomorrow.
Won't be single for long then.
During Tour of the City, try all 5 tans, including spray tan, for just $4.99. Restrictions may apply. Click to buy now.
When you're a teen, you finally get to make some of your own decisions. Who are you going to hang out with? What do you want to be? Are you going to glance at that text while driving? Remember, a split second is all it takes for something tragic to happen. Be in the zone. Turn off your phone. Visit childrenshospital.vanderbilt.org/BITZ to learn more about our Teen Driver Safety Program. Brought to you by Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, the Ford Motor Company Fund, and the Allstate Foundation.
It's maybe the night that my dreams might let me know. All the stars are closer. All the stars are closer.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
Maybe the night that my dreams might let me know.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Yeah, yeah, it's your man JC, the host with the most, baby, and it goes down each and every Saturday night right here in the city of Memphis. That's right, y'all. It goes down at Clicks Sports Bar Memphis, baby. 3705 Malco Way, Memphis, Tennessee, 38125. Come out and join us, the Three Kings, each and every Saturday night for the livest karaoke in the city. Everybody gets in free till 10 p.m., only $5 after. Great food. We got drink specials. We got all kind of games, man. We got the pool tables popping. Whatever you want, we got you, man. Come on out. Have a good time with us each and every Saturday night. That's Clicks Sports Bar, Memphis.